It's time for It's All About Literacy on Praise 107.9. The mission of It's All About Literacy is to provide high quality, diverse, and accessible information and services to and for each individual listener that will enhance the quality of life for all people of all ages, cultures, and communities, regardless of their abilities or deficiencies. And now, here are Dr. Kathy and Sister Gail.
Good morning and Happy New Year again and again. We're just so grateful that God is continuously blessing us to bring to you literacy and all that we do here at Praise 107.9. The ultimate gospel experience is all about literacy, not only on Saturday mornings between 9 and 10, but everything that we offer to you is all about literacy, because literacy is the process of understanding who we are, what we need to do, how we need to do it. And so, from Pastor Terry on Monday mornings to Pastor Demetrius to our new person, Terrence Pickett. All that we're doing here is all about literacy for our community and all of our listeners and our literacy classroom. Good morning, Gail. Sister Gail.
Good morning, Dr. Kathy. How are you?
I'm well. And we want to welcome you here, and we're excited about our first big event of the year, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s celebration. And we're also going to introduce to you today our mass media communication. If you know, I get that mixed up. E comes before A or A before E. Media mass.
Mass media communication.
Same session. Difference. That's him. Thank you so much. Mass media, media mass. That's him. Channing Armand. I call him Wellington Hinton. That's the name that I've just given to him. His mother gave him Channing Armand. I gave him Wellington. I just think that's a wonderful flow.
Okay.
Okay. And he answers to them all. But he's really wonderful, and he's going to join us in a moment. But please, if you will, listen tentatively, because we're going to do something a little different today. The most memorable things that a lot of you know, a lot of us remember about Dr. King is the I Have a Dream speech. But I submit to you there was so, so, so much more about the man. For me, the speech that resonates with me most is the speech that he gave in 1967. Am I telling my age? The speech that he gave in 1967 at Barrett Junior High School in Philadelphia. And I had the privilege of being there. I think I was maybe 6th or 7th grade. That was after my grandfather had made me skip a grade, had taken me to another grade. That's another story. But I had the privilege of being there because it was also the time that Aretha Franklin, Nipsey Russell, Sidney Poitier, and all of the wonderful folk, including Dr. Martin Luther King, were going to be presenting a civil rights movement or program at the Spectrum, which is a real big thing in Philadelphia. And in the 1960s, it really was a big thing. But I had that privilege of being with my family there, and I remember that speech so well. What is in your blueprint? And I remember my grandmother calling it to my attention when I said, his speech was, what is your blueprint? And she says, no, it wasn't. It's what's in your blueprint. And that is the difference.
There is a difference.
So today, if you will, parents, grandparents, uncles, aunts, cousins, and just concerned folk, please tune in, lean closely in, because we're going to let you hear that. Because, believe it or not, even then, it's still applicable today. It's amazing how God works. And you will hear those things. So, get ready for that. While the music is playing, I would say, I won't say get a snack and come on back, but I'm going to say take care of whatever you need to take care of and come on back and give the full attention to us. But right now, Sister Gail is going to give you some information about the business that's coming up. We have so much to do here at It's All About Literacy. God is blessing. It's about to just blow my mind. I had to tell someone this morning, I've been up since 4 o'clock because something was said to me last night, and I'm thinking, you got to be kidding me. And I walked into somebody else who had no idea of that meeting and said the same thing. How is that?
It is all God, and it's all possible. So that's just how he works. He's just awesome. And he has many ways of making sure that we get the message if our ears are open to hear what he has to say.
And you got to know, it really takes you by surprise.
Oh, it does. So I say all the time, I'm not surprised by what he does, but I am blown away by how he does it. Because I always expect him to do stuff, but it's just how he does it.
Yeah.
And my pastor always said that God is a great orchestrator. He's a great puppet master. So I always envision him just moving things around before I get there. So he goes ahead of me and he's shifting and he's moving things and putting people in the right place and causing things to happen. And then sometimes people will say things just at the right time that you need to hear them, because they're going to resonate with you and say, hey, like, you didn't somebody just say, because he's always talking, and he'll speak through little children, he'll speak through a billboard you can walk by. It happens.
We walked out of that meeting and we went to a store, and then there were a couple ladies there, and good morning, Shanice, and her friend, and it's just amazing. And I'm going, you gotta be kidding me. And then I go home. I don't know Shanice. I just met her last night in the store.
Mm-hmm.
And I go home and someone else calls and says something to me that had no idea where I've been.
Mm-hmm.
And they talk about the same thing. Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're meant to get that message.
Yeah. Okay. So, Kenny, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Okay. Please tell our listeners about www.optimistliteracyinstitute.com.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. www.optimistliteracy.com. That is the homepage, the brand new homepage of the Optimist Literacy Institute of America, Inc. And what I want you to do is you're on right now listening, and there's a way that you want to be able to partner with us, that you have something that you want to be able to offer, whether it be tutoring, resources, something. The totality of your organization is all about literacy in some way, and you want to bring that to other people. You want to be able to connect with us. Go to optimistliteracy.com. At the bottom of every single page, there's a link that says partner with us. Click there to partner with us, and at the bottom of that page, there's a form. You're listening to the radio station right now. That's one way you're partnering with us. You can visit us on Facebook from that same website, and you can connect to the It's All About Literacy Facebook page and the OptimistLiteracy.com body of information that's going to be there. But let us know how you want to partner with us. Let us know if there's tutoring that you want to offer, if there's anything else that you want to bring to the table with optimistliteracy.com. That's where we bring all that information in. We present all that information to you. And with the MLK parade, if there's any way that you want to be able to bring that together with us, that's literacy. Bringing all of those resources together and understanding where they all fit. And that's what God is bringing. That's what I see that God is bringing, is for all the people that are listening, understanding, bringing and putting all this together. God is enlightening and bringing literacy to the people. And there's going to be so much more coming up. There's going to be so much more in store. And this that Dr. Kathy is bringing to us this morning, I believe it's going to bring all of it together. All of it together.
I like that. I like something else that you said about the partnering part. Partnering is a great thing. And a lot of times people don't want to partner. But if you have something small, something and a great vision, and it may be small now, it doesn't hurt to partner with someone because you never know who's going to see you and recognize you through partnering and what they'll know about you. You're a team player.
And it has nothing to do with money.
Nothing to do with money.
Some of the most important and the most significant differences that have been made in people's lives have been made with time.
Mm-hmm.
Time.
Yeah.
And that's all about literacy. And we'll be back. Good morning.
Welcome to Move Time Radio, presented by the Arthritis Foundation. Ah, that's a good one. Get up and dance, baby. If you're driving, pull over to the shoulder. If you're at work, yeah, time to violate the employee handbook. See, movement is just one of the ways to help fight osteoarthritis pain. Another is weight loss. You get rid of just 1 pound, that's 4 pounds of pressure off each knee. For more information on managing pain, visit fightarthritispain.org, baby. This message is brought to you by the Arthritis Foundation and the Ad Council.
Sometimes the cares of life have a way of draining and depleting you. But I prophesy, God is going to refresh and refill you. This is Dr. Takeda Williams, and I'd like to invite you to join me for something new and exciting in Jacksonville. It's Tuesday Night Refresh. Meet me on first and third Tuesdays at Four Point Sheridan Hotel, 8520 Bay Meadows Road. This is your set time to be healed and filled. I believe that God is going to heal you in every place that you heard and fill you in every empty place in your life. You have stepped into a new moment in time, and I want to help you walk in everything that God has for you. It is through your pain, it is through your perils, it is through your problems that God anoints you for your purpose. Come, be refreshed. Receive fresh power and the fresh anointing at Tuesday Night Refresh on first and third Tuesdays in Jacksonville at 7 o'clock p.m. For more information, visit Dr. KetaWilliams.org. We want to see you there.
The ultimate gospel experience. The new Praise 107.9.
everybody talking. Feel free to talk about us amongst your friends.
The new Praise 107.9, the ultimate gospel experience.
Coming around 9:30 on your Saturday. Good morning, Jacksonville. So glad you're with us here on Praise 107.9, the ultimate gospel experience. And also your home for It's All About Literacy. Here once again, Dr. Kathy and Sister Gail. Sister Gail?
Good morning, Larry. Good morning to our listening audience. Thank you again. We do appreciate you so much for joining us every Saturday morning or the Saturday mornings that you are able to join us. We appreciate you tuning in, listening, giving us your ear. And we just had our mass communication specialist on the phone with us, Channing Hinton, awesome, awesome web designer. He designed our web page. And on our web page, we're talking about that you can partner with us. And there are multiple ways that you can partner with us. You can partner with us via being a sponsor. You can partner with us if you would like to do tutoring. If you have a tutoring program, again, you can come and partner with us. If you need to be tutored, that's another way of partnering with us. It's all about working with us, coming together, and together we can do more than we can do apart. And by partnering doesn't mean you lose the vision for yours. You're just partnering with us. Sometimes it may be a long partnership. Maybe a small, you know, short time, but we can all benefit from it. So don't be afraid of partnering, working together as multiple ways of partnering. And then coming up is the awesome MLK Holiday Grand Parade. It's the 37th annual parade. It will be taking place January 15th of 2018 at the at Hemming Plaza. Is where it's going to take place. We will be a part of the parade again. Dr. Kathy was laughing at me last year because she talked me into the parade because I'd never done one for us riding in the parade. So she, we had a little back and forth about that one. But it was fun. I was glad at the end. I was glad that I had done it, and I can say, hey, I did it.
Oh, she's a pro now.
Won't say pro, but I can say I am a one-time participant. So round two comes up on Monday, the 15th. So please come out, support the participants in the parade. And also you can go to our webpage if you're interested in participating.
Right, and get the information.
And
also
there.
Mr. Gary Thomas, President and CEO of the MLK Foundation, mm-hmm. is going to be our guest next Saturday. There was a change in schedule. He ended up having to have a meeting unexpectedly this morning.
Okay.
I met with him on last night, and he will be here next Saturday, if the Lord bless us. And give us all of the information so we can have even a more wonderful day on the 15th. So now we have something that I really would like for you all to listen to, and that is a speech that Dr. King gave to some junior high school students. And I was there, praise God, at the Barrett Junior High School in Philadelphia. We were there for another performance at the Spectrum, but that was just one of the wonderful sidebars. Mm-hmm. I was a kid, had no idea that it would be of such an impact now. And you know, the Bible is right. It makes me wonder. I said to someone just this morning, it makes you wonder, and you realize when you reflect your life how things happened then for such a time as now.
Oh, yeah.
And so our wonderful engineer, Steve, is just really one of the best, and I want to say thank you publicly to you, Steve. Thank you so much. He's going to bring us in, and we will be listening. As I said, it's something different. But I want you to listen to Dr. King give this impromptu speech. No prompters, no anything. He reminds you of that Obama man. Okay? They're wonderful. God made those people.
Yeah.
But please listen to him, to what is in your blueprint.
Principal Fornese, Mr. Williams, members of the faculty and members of the student body of Barrett Junior High School, ladies and gentlemen, I need not pause to say how very delighted I am to be here today and to have the opportunity of taking a brief break in a pretty busy schedule in the city of Philadelphia to share with you the students of Barrett Junior High School. And I want to express my personal appreciation to the principal and the administration for inviting me and for giving me the opportunity to see this very fine and enthusiastic group of students here at Barrett. I guess I ought to start out with a commercial, and that is tonight we're going to have a great night in the city of Philadelphia at the Spectrum. Now, I know you've heard of that new impressive structure called the Spectrum. And I know you've heard of Harry Belafonte and Aretha Franklin and Nipsey Russell and Sidney Poitier and all of these other great and outstanding artists. Well, they're going to be here tonight at the Spectrum. And I hope that each of you will go home and tell your parents to be there tonight for this great Freedom Festival. And I hope you will come also, for it will be a great experience. And by coming, you will be supporting the work of the civil rights movement. Now that I've gotten the commercial out of the way, I'll move on and say some things that I want to say very briefly. And I'm being very honest, I'm going to be brief because I have other engagements. I don't have a tradition of being brief all the time. You know, I'm a Baptist preacher, and we can talk a long time. but I'm going to really be brief today. I want to ask you a question, and that is, what is in your life's blueprint? This is the most important and crucial period of your lives, for what you do now and what you decide now at this age may well determine which way your life shall go. And whenever a building is constructed, you usually have an architect who draws a blueprint. And that blueprint serves as the pattern, as the guide, as the model for those who are to build the building. And a building is not well erected without a good, sound, and solid blueprint. Now, each of you is in the process of building the structure of your lives. And the question is whether you have a proper, a solid, and a sound blueprint. And I want to suggest some of the things that should be in your life's blueprint. Number one in your life's blueprint should be a deep belief in your own dignity, your own worth, and your own somebodiness. Don't allow anybody to make you feel that you are nobody. Always feel that you count. Always feel that you have worth. And always feel that your life has ultimate significance. Now, that means that you should not be ashamed of your color. You know, it's very unfortunate that in so many instances, our society has placed a stigma on the Negro's color. And you know, there are some Negroes who are ashamed of themselves. But don't be ashamed of your color. Don't be ashamed of your biological features. Somehow you must be able to say in your own lives and really believe it, I am black but beautiful. And believe it in your heart. And therefore you need not be lured into purchasing cosmetics advertised to make you lighter. Neither do you need to process your hair to make it appear straight. I have good hair, and it's as good as anybody else's hair in the world. And we've got to believe that. Now, in your life's blueprint, be sure that you have that a principle of somebodiness. Secondly, in your life's blueprint, you must have as a basic principle the determination to achieve excellence in your various fields of endeavor. You're going to be deciding as the days and the years unfold what you will do in life, what your life's work will be. And once you discover what it will be, set out to do it, and to do it well. And I say to you, my young friends, that Doors are opening to each of you. Doors of opportunity are opening to each of you that were not open to your mothers and to your fathers. And the great challenge facing you is to be ready to enter these doors as they open. Ralph Waldo Emerson, the great essayist, said in a lecture back in 1871 that if a man can write a better book or preach a better sermon or make a better mousetrap than his neighbor, even if he builds his house in the woods, the world will make a beaten path to his door. That hadn't always been true, but it will become increasingly true. And so I would urge you to study hard, to burn the midnight oil. I would say to you, don't drop out of school, and I understand all of the sociological reasons why we often drop out of school. But I urge you, in spite of your economic plight, in spite of the situation that you are forced to live so often with intolerable conditions, stay in school. And when you discover what you're going to be in life, set out to do it as if God Almighty called you at this particular moment in history to do it. And just don't set out to do a good Negro job, but do a good job that anybody could do. Don't set out to be just a good Negro doctor, or a good Negro lawyer, or a good Negro school teacher, a good Negro preacher, a good Negro barber or beautician, a good Negro skilled laborer. For if you set out to do that, you have already flunked your matriculation exam for entrance into the University of Integration. Set out to do a good job and do that job so well that the living, the dead, or the unborn couldn't do it any better. Falls your lot to be a street sweeper, sweep streets like Michelangelo painted pictures, sweep streets like Beethoven composed music, sweep streets like Leontine Price sings before the Metropolitan Opera, and sweep streets like Shakespeare wrote poetry. Sweep streets so well that all the host of heaven and earth will have to pause and say, here lived a great street sweeper who swept his job well. If you can't be a pine on the top of the hill, be a scrub in the valley. But be the best little scrub on the side of the rill. Be a bush if you can't be a tree. If you can't be a highway, just be a trail. If you can't be the sun, be a star. For it isn't by size that you win or you fail. Be the best of whatever you are. We already have some noble examples of black men and black women who demonstrated to us that human nature cannot be cataloged. They in their own lives have walked through long and desolate nights of oppression, and yet they've risen up and plunged against cloud-filled nights of affliction, new and blazing stars of inspiration. And so from an old slave cabin of Virginia's hills, Booker T. Washington rose up to be one of America's great leaders. He lit a torch in Alabama, and darkness fled in that setting. Yes, you should know this because it's in your own city. From a poverty-stricken area, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Marin Anderson rose up to be the world's greatest contralto, so that a Toscanini could say that a voice like this comes only once in a century, and Sibelius of Finland could say, my roof is too low for such a voice, from the red hills of Gordon County, Georgia. And the arms of a mother who can neither read nor write, Roland Hayes, rose up to be one of the world's great singers and carried his melodious voice into the palaces and mansions of kings and queens. From crippling circumstances, there came a George Washington Carver to carve for himself an imperishable niche in the annals of science. There was a star in the diplomatic sky. And then came Ralph Bunch, the grandson of a slave preacher. And he reached up and grabbed it and allowed it to shine in his life with all of its scintillating beauty. There was a star in the athletic sky. And then came Jackie Robinson in his day and Willie Mays in his day with their powerful bats and their calm spirits. Then came Jesse Owens with his fleet and dashing feet. Then came Joe Louis and Muhammad Ali with their educated fists. All of them came to tell us that we can be somebody, and to justify the conviction of the poet, fleecy locks and black complexion cannot forfeit nature's claim. Skin may differ, but affection dwells in black and white the same. And if I were so tall as to reach the pole, or to grasp the ocean at a span, I must be measured by my soul. The mind is the standard of the man. And finally, in your life's blueprint must be a commitment to the eternal principles of beauty, love, and justice. Don't allow anybody to pull you so low as to make you hate them. Don't allow anybody to cause you to lose your self-respect to the point that you do not struggle for justice. However young you are, you have a responsibility to seek to make your nation a better nation in which to live. You have a responsibility to seek to make life better for everybody. And so you must be involved in the struggle for freedom and justice. Now, in this struggle for freedom and justice, there are many constructive things that we all can do and that we all must do. And we must not give ourselves to those things which will not solve our problems. You've heard the word nonviolent, and you've heard the word violent. I happen to believe in nonviolence. We've struggled with this method with young people and adults alike all over the South, and we have won some significant victories, and we've got to struggle with it all over the North, because the problems are as serious in the North as they are in the South. But I believe as we struggle with these problems, we've got to struggle with them with a method that can be militant, but at the same time does not destroy life or property. And so our slogan must not be burn, baby, burn. It must be build, baby, build. Organize. Yes, our slogan must be, learn, baby, learn, so that we can earn, baby, earn. And with a powerful commitment, I believe that we can transform dark yesterdays of injustice into bright tomorrows of justice and humanity. Let us keep going toward the goal of selfhood, toward the realization of the dream of brotherhood, and toward the realization of the dream of understanding goodwill. Let nobody stop us. I close by quoting once more the man that the young lady quoted, that magnificent black bard who has now passed on, Langston Hughes. One day he wrote a poem entitled Mother to Son. The mother didn't always have her grammar right, but she uttered words of great symbolic profundity. Well, son, I'll tell you, life for me ain't been no crystal stat. It's had tacks in it, boards torn up, places with no carpet on the floor, bare. But all the time, I's been a-climbing on and reaching landings and turning corners and sometimes going in the dark where there ain't been no light. So, boy, don't you stop now. Don't you sit down on the steps because you find this kind of hard. But I'm still going, boy. I'm still climbing. And life for me ain't been no crystal stair. Well, life for none of us has been a crystal stair. But we must keep moving. We must keep going. If you can't fly, run. If you can't run, walk. If you can't walk, crawl. But by all means, keep moving.
And that is a message from a little girl until now. If you can't fly, walk. If you can't fly, run. If you can't run, walk.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't walk, crawl. But by all means, keep moving.
Keep moving.
The message is, if you can't do all that you may aspire or want to do, you can do something.
Oh, yeah.
We all have value. We all have value. There were so many points in that I can remember,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you don't let anyone make you so mad with them that you hate them.
Yes.
You don't do that. You
people
don't let...
get you close to.
Absolutely.
Get you close.
Oh, yeah. You know, and you don't let anyone get you to the point that you just don't care anymore.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
You always do what's right.
Mm-hmm.
You do what's right.
Oh, yes.
Besme says, you live right,
mm-hmm.
you be right, and you do right, and they're not the same.
They're not the same.
They're not the same. But if you do that, trust God, and the rest of it is on Him. And just that is a challenge. But such was the mantra for Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And what a man. Those of us who remember how he preached to us, how he encouraged us, and how he reminded us to stay focused with our purpose, those of us who know all of that, please let us join together and remind and teach our children and the generations who don't know that.
Yes.
Because they were there, we are here now. Because they were there, we are here. We're actually standing on their shoulders now. Have they accomplished everything that they set out to do? No. No, and I'm so sad to say that racism, prejudice, and all those things are very well alive and well. Let's be
sad
real.
To say well, but yes, they are
it
alive
is.
And well.
Alive and well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, unfortunately, common sense is on life support. But we have to be the healer of that. And we can do that because we really are our brother's keeper. And what a time to remember this. You know, we remember Dr. Martin Luther King in January, and we embrace his teachings and all of that. And February 1st is just over.
Right.
I am making it. I am making a commitment that I am going to keep his teachings and his principles before us as often as I can.
And that is really important because I had a young man say to me that he didn't think slavery was real.
Wow.
And I had to compose myself because in my mind I was like, you think people made this up? That, I mean, and it's equivalent to saying the Holocaust wasn't real. I mean, it's
right.
All of that. And I'm like, really?
Right.
But if we aren't taught our history,
right,
then you come forward not knowing. You come forward not believing, and I can understand. And it took me a minute. It really did. It took me back, and the other students were around. It was like, man, are you for real?
Right,
you
right,
crazy?
Right. And it's like a fairy tale to them.
Right.
And
it's like,
and
what's
the sad
not being
part,
taught in your home?
Right,
it's not being
right.
taught to you.
And the sad part about it is we're not being taught. And yes, it is a painful past.
Yes.
It is a very painful past. And I think perhaps that's why we don't embrace it, because
yes.
we don't want to talk about it. But mm-hmm. we must talk about
and
it.
And there are those who don't want
to talk about it. We've got to talk about it. Mm-hmm. Now, those persons who are not comfortable, I respect that, and I understand that, because there are some things that I don't like. I don't like horror movies.
Me
and
either.
I don't like to see all of those things. I understand.
Mm-hmm.
But this is reality.
It is
and
reality.
And without going to the deepest pain, acknowledge it.
Yeah.
Even if you don't want to discuss it,
mm-hmm.
acknowledge it. Because there are some people, especially our seniors, who are among us who lived that.
Yeah.
They lived that. Just as we have the veterans from the World War II, you know, they lived that. And it's
painful,
quite painful for them. And
but
I,
they
and
will
we must
talk.
Be and
if
we must be sensitive to that.
Yes.
But let's acknowledge that. We really are more alike than we are different.
Yes.
I want to encourage you to continue to study Dr. Martin Luther King. You know, you're on the computer with everything else. Go to YouTube. Look him up. They're all there. The MLK Foundation is there. They have books. They have all kinds of resources that Mr. Thomas will share with you. That's important. You've got to know who you are. If you can't appreciate where you've been, you won't appreciate where you are now, and you won't be able to create that bright future that you can have.
Mm-hmm.
And that's literacy. Thank you so much for joining us. Remember, next Saturday, we're looking forward to Mr. Thomas.